Track 8, and we come to this week's letters to the editor. There are two letters this week, both of them from Tynmouth. And I'll introduce the first one by reading a piece from Tynmouth 50 years ago. You'll see why in a minute. In the Devon and Cornwall Police Headquarters at Exeter, on Tuesday, the Lord Lieutenant of Devon, Lord Roeburgh, on behalf of the Queen, presented Miss Alice Cross with the British Empire Medal for her work with Tynmouth's Old People's Rest and Leisure Centre. She has received letters of congratulation from the Queen and the Prime Minister. So the first of our letters is from Ray Fitzpatrick of Tynmouth, who writes, I was saddened by the news on local media this week that the Alice Cross Centre in Tynmouth is fighting for survival to avoid being a victim of the cost of living issues in the current climate. The Alice Cross Centre delivers a fantastic service to many. It's a place to go for company, a great breakfast or lunch, perhaps just a tea or coffee, as well as the opportunity to organise or participate in a variety of activities. Computer training, line dancing, music, table tennis are just a few of what's on offer at Alice Cross and is the reason why some get out of bed in the morning. Alice Cross is a gem within the Tynmouth community and can't be allowed to close due to lack of funding. The centre caters to the young and not so young, including a youth drama group and choir, and I honestly believe such a venue keeps helps keeping the elderly a little younger and healthier, doing what it was set up to do almost 50 years ago to promote health and well-being within the community. Activities at Alice Cross also support other charities and are only able to do so with a small and dedicated group of volunteers and can only continue with the support of local businesses and the community at large and, of course, the local council.
Our other letter comes from Tynmouth and is from Sean Brogan. The disaster that is facing our 500-year-old mail service is about to be given the coup de grace. In my mind, it all began with the Postal Services Act 2011, when the Lib Dem Minister Vince Cable carried out the Tories' wishes and spun the delivery service into privatisation. As the rot set in, the massive increase in postal prices coupled with the drive to make profit above service, the result is a terrible postal service. Late delivery of hospital appointments, no deliveries for a week, and then all coming in bulk to mention but a few. A chaotic system imposed on our postal workers. The latest scam by that part of the service that remains public is to announce the closure of 115 Crown post offices, which includes Tynmouth. We are now paying the price of the total incompetence of the management and privatisation scandal, the worst being Horizon. How many readers remember the post office in Newton Abbot in the central location of Market Walks and its disaster move to the supermarket out of the main shopping area? And I wonder how the readers in Dawlish like their experience of closure. Where will they put the new office in Tynmouth? Broadmeadow Industrial Estate or one of the barber's shops? Estate agents? Plenty of charity shops. This public service facility is being closed by a so-called Labour government who no doubt throw up their hands saying, nothing to do with me, bro. Typical of politicians who will do anything for power. Soon we will have the joke of a postal system. It was better under Queen Victoria and the penny black stamp. All that will remain is the King's head on the stamps and we may lose that too. I would urge readers to sign petitions and write to the government and protest. Given the price of a first-class stamp is £1.65, I would suggest a second-class stamp is just as fast. Better still, if you have relations in Japan, get them to send a protest letter from there as it's cheaper by the Japanese Postal Service. At least they put service before profits.